you prepare to say the last kinnah, the famous kinnah of Elitzion, so there's some thoughts that come to mind. Of course, it's a special time of reflection, in a certain sense, to take a step back and think about really all of the kinnahs and what some of the messages are, all the kinnahs, and how they almost get incorporated into this very last kinnah. As we know, Kol Halachecha HaSof, the way one completes the final touches of a task, so really encapsulate everything that's come beforehand. What is it about this kinnah of Elitzion? What is it really about all the kinnahs that we want to walk away with? So of course, there are many, many messages. I want to just highlight two possible lessons, two possible messages that we can actually incorporate and learn from, derive from the recitation of this last kinnah. Elitzion almost begins in very general terms. Elitzion, Chalif, Moisha, Mitzirah. We throw our hands up like a woman in pain, process of childbirth. And we talk in very, very almost global, sweeping statements how terrible it is, how painful it is, how desperate we are. But we don't stop at that point. We begin to delineate step by step just how painful it is and just what our losses are and just how tragic the day of Tishbev really is. And we go step by step and we speak about the Churban of this and the destruction of that and the Bitul, the no longer this existing and the no longer that. And we don't suffice ourselves with this almost like sweeping global statements, because sometimes when you just talk in general terms and you don't focus on the specifics, so it almost takes away, detracts from what one really lost. Sometimes big numbers and big sweeping statements can sometimes detract from the tragedy of each and every one. We know, of course, many of the kinnahs have led to many discussions about some of the more modern day churbanos. Many of us recite very specific kinnahs that were authored in the last two generations relating to the events of the Holocaust. And we know that the numbers are so daunting and so overwhelming that we could sometimes almost forget, even for a moment, that as great and as numerous and so almost impossible to comprehend the number of 6 million, but 6 million were actually made up of one and another one and another one and another one. Each and every individual was a life, was an entire world that was destroyed. And so too for all the churbanos throughout our history, it is not just the sweeping statements of Churban that are important, but to focus and to chazer and to review each and every stanza of Elitzion. We mourn for the Beis HaMikdash, and we mourn for the Klei HaMikdash, the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash. And we mourn for the Bitul of this, and we mourn for the destruction of that. And that's an important message to walk away from. It's an Avelus, it's a Kina, almost in a sense what we call the Klal Prat. There's the Klal, and then never to forget, the Klal is ultimately made up of many, many little Pratim. And there's another message from Elitzion that really is something that speaks to us throughout the kinnahs. We focus on a little bit at the end of the shorter recitation of kinnahs on Tisha B'Av night, and then we come back to it in Tisha B'Av the day after the long, long reciting of all of the kinnahs. And that is the notion of nechama, the notion of comfort, the notion of looking forward, of, as tragic as Tisha B'Av was, realizing that that's not the end of our history. It was a stage, an era, a very difficult one, but it is not the end of the story, not by far. And at a moment when one would have thought that we would just wallow in our pain and our misery with no hope to the future, Elitzion is recited, and there are two Minhagi Yisrael that are observed during the recitation of this last kinnah. One is that unlike all the other kinnahs, which are recited in a lowly state on the floor, Elitzion is recited standing up. And unlike all the other kinnahs, possible exception of Betzesi, Betzrayim, Betzesi, Shalayim, for perhaps other reasons, the kinnahs are recited in a very mournful voice, almost as individuals. There is no nigun, there is no tune, there is no singing. And the Elitzion has a tune to it. And obviously it's not quite an upbeat tune, and not something to be joyful about. There's a little bit of a nigun, a little bit of a tune, that we're a little bit coming out of the realm of avelos, coming out of the realm of sitting quiet as individuals, and now we're getting up together, and symbolically, we are in a sense ending the first half of Tisha B'Av, as we make that transformation from the evening and the morning part of Tisha B'Av, which is the most heightened part of the avelos, to the afternoon, where Nachem is just right around the corner. Elitzion is that transition. That as difficult as things were, even within the kinah itself, we reinforce that there's going to be a nechama, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And what clear imagery is there than that image of Moisha B'tzirel, the woman who is in the pangs of childbirth, who, yes, we can identify with her pain, and yes, we have compassion, and we feel for her agony, but we all know that after the pain subsides, there's going to be a beautiful baby, there's going to be a beautiful future. And it's not coincidental that these last words of Elitzion, Ve'arek, Ma'ishim, Tzireha, that in a sense is the culmination of the kinos. As difficult as the day was, Hein Bechlal, Hein Beprat, the future is there. Klal Yisrael, Nofla, Lo Sosif, Kumbis, Lo Yisrael. There is no more time anymore to sit on the floor, but the time is to stand up. There is no more time anymore to just cry in quiet and sob as individuals, but now it's time for a nigun, and time for a tune, and time for a little bit more of an upbeat mood, and that is the transformation. As we look forward to the end of the suffering of the Isha B'tzireha, and we look forward to that beautiful, beautiful gift, that child at the end, so too does Klal Yisrael look forward to when Elitzion Be'areha will herald the day when all of our kinos will be turned into song.